Well, now I shall have my revenge for the agonies and degradations you so joyfully submitted my kind to, my kind being the Edenists, for I am one, at the end, flawed, but proud of them, their silly pride and honour. They are a basically peaceful people, those of Pernic more than most, and you delight in shattering their sanity. You also destroyed my children, and you revelled in it, Lewis. I still do. I hope it fucking hurt you watching. I hope the memory makes you scream at nights. I want you in pain, you shit. I want you weeping. If I'm part of your memories, then you won't ever be able to forget. I won't let you. Oh, Lewis, haven't you learnt anything yet? Latham drew his own knife from a scabbard he brought into existence. Its wickedly thrumming power blade was half a meter long. I'm going to freeze Syrinx and warn the Atlantean consensus as to the exact nature of the threat they face. However, the remaining possessed do present a slight problem, so I need you to overcome them, Lewis. I shall consume you completely. Never! I won't help! Latham took a pace forward. It isn't a question of choice, not on your part. Lewis tried to run, even though he knew it was impossible. The concrete closed in, shrinking the warehouse to the size of a tennis court, a room, a cube, 5 meters across. I require control of the energetic spillover, Lewis, the power which comes from colliding continua. For that I must have the you which is you. I must complete my possession. No! Lewis raised his arms as the blade came whistling down. Once again there was the dreadful grinding sound as bone was pierced and fragmented. A flash of intolerable pain followed by the devastating numbness. His blood spilled onto the floor in great spurts from his elbow stump. Goodbye, Lewis. It may be some time before we encounter one another again, but nonetheless I wish you luck in your search for me. Lewis had collapsed, twitching into a corner, soles of his boots slipping on his own blood. Bastard! He spat through his white lips. Just do it. Get it over with and laugh, you shithead pricksucker. Sorry, Lewis, but like I told you, I shall consume you in your entirety. It's almost a vampiric process, really, though I expect that particular irony is sadly lost on you. And in order for the transfer to work, you must remain conscious for the entire feast. Latham gave him a lopsided, half-apologetic smile. The true meaning of what the Edenist was saying finally sunk in. Lewis started to scream. He was still screaming when Latham picked up his severed arm and bit into it. Pernic's illumination returned to normality with eye-jarring suddenness. The accommodation towers blazed with diamond-blue light from every window. Winding pathways through the park were set out by orange fairy lanterns. Circular landing pads glowed hotly around the entire rim. The floating keys were like fluorescent roots radiating out into the opaque, glassy water. Oxley thought it looked quite magnificent. So cruelly treacherous that a creation of such beauty could play host to the most heinous evil. "Land immediately, please, Oxley," Latham said. "I don't have much time. They are resisting me." "Land!" Oxley felt his throat snarl up as outrage vied with a shaky form of laugh. "Show me where you are and I'll come to you, Latham. I'll be doing around Mark 20 when we embrace. Show yourself." "Don't be a fool. I'm Pernic now." "Where's Syrinx?" "She lives. Inone will confirm that. But you must pick her up now. She requires urgent medical attention." "Inone?" He sent the queering thought lancing upwards, while at the back of his mind he was aware of Latham delivering a vast quantity of information to the Atlantean consensus. The Voidhawk registered as a subdued jumble of thoughts. It had stopped its crazed descent. Now it was rising laboriously up out of the mesosphere, its distortion effect generating barely a tenth of a G. "Inone, is she alive?" "Yes." The emotional discharge in the Voidhawk's thought brought tears to his eyes. "Oxley," Reuben called. "If there's any chance, please." Okay. He studied the island. Pinpricks of light were blooming and dying right across it, stars with a lifetime, measurable in fractions of a second.